Welcome to We Are the Watchers.
This is episode 450.
Oh, that feels like a very nice number.
That's a good amount. Top of the day to you, Steph.
Hi.
Arvo, actually.
Yeah.
Got a lovely cup of tea.
I haven't had any yet.
Is it a good cuppa?
Yeah, it's actually hitting the spot so perfectly.
Yeah, that's a good one. How well do you know Meryl Streep characters? Characters that Meryl Streep has been.
Look, I think I'm going to jinx myself saying this, but maybe better than I think I do.
Okay, all right.
Nah,
let's see.
I'm going to fail.
Only time will tell in the quiz, obviously. And the reason we're talking about that is because we've both sat down and watched The Devil Wears Prada 2, which was released on Disney. And I feel like not having spoken about it with you, I feel like we'll both have a similar. I just feel.
You get that feeling, a vibe.
Yeah, I got a vibe. You watched anything else you want to?
I have.
Okay.
Yeah. I have.
You got to pick one of them.
I have.
Okay. Great. All right. Well, let's get into the news.
For a visual representation of this audio, check out the Watchers podcast on Instagram.
You know John Leguizamo?
Yeah. Romeo and Juliet?
Yes. Mario Brothers, mm-hmm. 90s. Mm-hmm. Well, he and Matt Damon are in The Odyssey, along with other people. And it looks like maybe John will also join Matt, his best mates, in another movie coming up. Don't know the name of it, but Sandra Oh's going to be in it as well.
She's good.
And Michael Gandolfini as well.
Do you have any information of what it's about?
No, but I know. What I thought was really funny,
it's
they were like.
This really good movie.
But I can't tell you
no
anything about it.
It doesn't have a name,
no
but
name.
It has people
it's
in it.
It's got people in it.
So look out for it.
And the article was like, oh, yeah, and it's the two Daniels. I'm like, what's
Which
that?
Which ones?
Apparently, Daniel Kwan and Daniel. Shinehart? I don't know. Shinehart? I don't know them. But apparently that's really super impressive that they're the ones writing and directing it.
Amazing.
There were the two Ds that were the blokes in charge of Game of Thrones, and then everybody was like, we hate those two.
Those two?
Well, it's different blokes, but yeah.
Different Ds.
Yeah, so be careful, guys.
Yeah.
Don't ruin whatever this untitled movie is.
It's starting to feel really like a primary school class with like
Are you
Daniel
saying Hollywood
S
is
and Daniel B.
How many Davids were in your class?
I think only one, to be perfectly honest.
There were in my primary school in our year, there were four Davids.
Four Davids. I
mean,
yeah,
four of them.
I think there were a few Daniels in mine.
There was one party, Christmas party.
Yeah.
And there were seven Adams there.
Get
seven.
Out of town.
Yeah, seven Adams. It's a lot.
Oh, my goodness. I had a class once where I had two Isabellas.
Oh, yeah. Known as Bella?
Don't remember.
Okay.
Two Isabels.
Oh, gosh.
Wait for it. An Annabelle. A Sabella.
Sabella.
And there was one more that I can't think of, but it was very, very similar to all of those other ones. And it was like, how many Izzy's, Bells, Bellas, you're all just going to have a letter after your name. We're all just going to call you. It's a collective thing. You are Isabel. This one's Isabel.
It's
M.
that's more out of control than I feel like the Davids, the Adams, and the Sarahs. Always lots of Sarahs. Sarah was a very popular name for a very long time as well. You got Sarahs in their 20s.
That's true. We had a lot of Nicoles.
Oh, yeah.
That I think about it.
Yeah.
And everyone's middle name was Louise.
but I can only think of one actual Louise.
I can only think of one Louise.
Yeah, and it's the same one, I think. Vin Diesel says he's a bit excited. He says hi. He just wanted to say hi. He knew that I was going to see you, and he said, just make sure you say hi, okay?
Tell her how she is.
He said he's very pleased with the script for the 11th Fast and the Furious movie. This isn't coming out for another 2 years.
Let me guess. They drive really fast.
What? How did you know?
Crash.
Maybe.
I don't know. I'm just.
Do the bad guys crash in the end?
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest. Like
there's always a freeway crash situation.
Never seen one.
No, no.
I haven't even like caught a little bit of it.
That's just on TV. It's one of those really high stake chases on a freeway and things crash.
Do you think you've seen a trailer? I don't even know if I've seen a Fast and Furious trailer. I think I've managed to avoid all of that. I'm just not interested. I have nothing against it. I'm just not interested.
Actually, don't know.
In fact, driving a car is one of the most boring things I can think of doing. And if I can get out of it, I will.
Do you know, I think I might have seen one of the movies, but taken under duress the movies where it's like, I don't like driving. So why do I want to see driving?
Why? Okay, this one's going to be called Fast Forever. And he said, I've just read the script. It's the best script I have read in decades. He's still crying about it.
What?
He said, I'm still crying.
Sad?
Maybe it's the last one. It's definitely not going to be the last one.
Why couldn't they have called it like Legs 11 or License 11?
That's better.
Legs with a car, legs, car.
Car legs.
Car legs 11. That's way better. That's catchy.
You're never going to forget it.
Who cares about the synopsis when the title's so good?
Make you cry, just the title.
Better than the new Matt Damon movie. That's
got not allowed to know. Not allowed to know. It's the Matt and John movie.
It's an MJ.
Oh, I love it. We've got Daniels, we've got MJs, we've got all of the Fast and Furious. But you know what we don't have anymore?
No.
The Jenny and the Tory.
Oh.
So Jenny Garth and Tori Spelling were doing a 90210 podcast where they would talk about stuff back then.
They ran out of material.
I used to see it on Instagram, like it would come up. But no, Jenny is still doing it, but Tori's like, nah, I don't know. Do you want to see if you can read between the lines with this one?
Yeah,
she said,
totally.
I'm sad she's not finishing this out with us. She said, we started this together and I'm sad about that, if I'm honest. But she said that she's excited for the podcast. They started it like I guess a lot of people did back in 2020 during the pandemic.
Yeah.
And I was like, let's do this. They're in the middle of recapping season 8. So season 8's getting right there towards the end, isn't it? I thought they had like 10 seasons. Come on, Tori, just do the last couple.
Yeah, something's happened. This is not like conflicting schedules.
No.
This is I'm having a tanty and not doing it anymore.
Do you
think it's because Donna Martin graduated?
Damn it, that's what I was going to say. You interrupted me
first.
To say what I was going to say.
I got in first.
But she was in every single episode. They were both, they never left, right?
Yeah.
I feel like, am I right in saying that both Luke Perry and Jason Priestley left and came back at different times? But Tori and Jenny, they were there the whole time, right? I mean, I wasn't there the whole time. I didn't watch all the seasons.
Now I'm really questioning my 90210 knowledge.
So best few seasons are obviously the high school ones.
Yeah.
And then maybe two seasons of
college
and then I usually tap out.
Yeah, high school they graduate and then I kind of tap out after that.
With Donna Martin.
Well, yeah.
That's when she did it.
I'm going to hang out with her for another year.
She graduated. She's a good girl. I've had enough of all of this news. It's now time to get
boring.
Into the watching. Just.
Got a watching suggestion? Email thewatcherspodcast@gmail.com.
Okay, Devil Wears Prada.
Two.
What do you reckon?
Okay. What are your initial thoughts? I'm going to tell you my initial thoughts.
Okay.
I was excited for it.
Yeah.
There's something lackluster about it.
Okay.
I felt like I went in blind. I had no idea what was about. Maybe I needed just a little heads up of what the storyline was going to be.
Oh, so you should have watched a trailer.
Maybe. But what I'm thinking is I was confused about the relationship between, I'm just going to use their real names because I can't remember their character names, Meryl Streep and
forgot.
Anne. Or Andy. That's her character name.
Yeah,
Andy.
That's right.
They, for not having seen each other for 20 years, they were slightly too familiar. Having Meryl Streep be so standoffish in the first one, yeah, she softened at the end, but she still maintained her harsh side.
And Andy was glad not to be there.
Not to be there. There was this weird, like, softness in Meryl Streep.
You can stand slightly behind me as we're walking. Well, you can't stand there.
I'm not going to tell you to go away or pretend I don't, like, I don't know your existence is even there. There was, like, come to my house at a party and I'll stand in my kitchen and talk to you about things. I thought that was really, really weird.
So I thought that, okay, these are the things that I thought they did really well.
Yeah.
I enjoyed the fact that they were forced to show Meryl's character.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Have to stand back. Like, she was not the big, big boss.
No.
She wasn't the big boss. She had to try and do the right thing by the runway magazine, the employees, but more for fashion itself. She was trying to stand up for fashion.
Yes.
And she needed other people's help. And I love the fact that her new Emily,
yeah,
whose name isn't Emily, was telling her when she was doing the right or wrong thing.
I loved that she had to be more PC.
Yeah.
As she's making comments.
It was good,
her new
right?
Emily
I
is like
that. Mm-mm. Nope.
Mm-mm. I really like that. There were those comic moments that I really, really enjoyed.
Yeah.
Stanley Tucci schooling Andy on, or Anne Hathaway, on traditional Italian dishes in the province. I was like, that is a complete nod to his.
Yeah, that was good.
His show. And I thought, oh, I love that. That was hilarious. And speaking fluent Italian, I'm like, done. That I loved.
It did it.
That stuff. But do you know what I reckon it was missing?
This what?
Is where I came to. A killer soundtrack.
Oh.
It just missed those moments.
There was just a bit of Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga, fabulous. Not going to say anything bad about her. That was amazing. But there were moments, because there were all of those fashion moments where they were really showing the fashion and they were strutting down New York, or they were strutting into parties or into meetings with the three of them decked out, which is what the original
that was what
about.
It was about.
It was missing that song where you viewers go, oh, yeah. Like, couldn't they have gotten a good song back from the year the original was released?
That would be a fun idea.
Because
they didn't
felt
think of that.
Like,
maybe they did think of that and it was too difficult.
Maybe it was
I don't
too
know.
Difficult. A lot of the music I was recognized, not recognizing, but listening and hearing was more, you know, that kind of techno stuff that they'd have in a bar.
Oh, yeah.
As it hits 9:30 and suddenly it's just.
You're like, I will try to stay for another half hour and then
I'm
going to
go. But I'm not enjoying this because it's not a song I know. It's actually just background techno music. Yep. And that's what they were using. And I thought, you've wasted this opportunity. You're doing music montages with no good music.
What's going on?
What's going on?
The early 2000s must have been cheaper back then.
Maybe.
I don't know. How
well,
good
maybe
was
they spent so much money on them and the fashion.
They probably did. Benji Barnes, aka Justin Theroux, he had a wig, he had a beard wig.
Yeah.
Because his whole face was wider.
It changed. It took me ages
I was
to
like,
figure out
I know
it was
this
him.
Guy,
me
but
too.
I don't know him.
Yeah.
And then at one point I was like, is that Justin Theroux?
It's so funny. Even his eyebrows, they had managed to make him look like he'd had Botox, but bad Botox, but good Botox for someone who's really wealthy.
He was great. I loved him.
Yeah, I really liked him.
Emily Blunt's character, Emily, was a little, I don't know, she was a little too, oh, I don't know what it is. Like she was a little too real. Like she was a little too rounded, like you sort of knew what she was doing, where in the first one you were never sure, is she good or bad? Is she nice or not?
I enjoyed in the first one her absolute stress. Her stress oozed out of every pore.
There wasn't the stress in this one.
There wasn't the stress in this one. I felt, it just was lacking, just missing.
But I thought the reason why all of these guys came back, these are the things I think they came back for. They came back because it's interesting at this point in time for a magazine to try and thrive and be the king. Like the king of fashion was the magazines. Yep. And now the magazines are not the king of fashion.
And while fashion is still relevant.
Yes.
How relevant?
And where are we getting it from? Yeah. And in this one, they were sort of telling that fashion needs the magazine, magazine needs the fashion. It was sort of, it was maybe in the early 2000s we knew that, but it was I think in this it was a good refresher that is the relationship between those two businesses. Mm. And I liked that Anne Hathaway was, for a moment, was almost like, I actually don't care if I got this or not. I actually don't care. I'm just going to do what I want because I know better.
Yeah.
She had the confidence of someone who's been working for 20 years in an industry.
And not driven by the fashion. She clearly
and never was.
She slid back
she
into
didn't have to,
loving being given the fashion and dressing up in beautiful articles. But she was like, I'm a journalist and I'm going to write things to go in this magazine. Whereas Emily was like, fashion is my life.
That's still her life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Retail. Now.
I enjoyed the fact that she had, I mean, she didn't enjoy it, but I enjoyed that she had gone into a fashion house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It made sense, I thought.
It made a lot of sense.
Yeah. Okay. Devil Wears Prada. Not as good as you were thinking, but you enjoyed it.
Yep.
I enjoyed it. I thought there was, they had picked some storylines that made it worthwhile that they made it.
It will be, you won't go back and watch it over and over again like you did the first one, and we will continue to go back and watch the first one because I feel like Meryl Streep's character, she just ran that. It was incredible.
But you
hang on, I just remembered something.
Yeah.
In the very last scene, Andy comes in to talk to Meryl Streep. Did you notice what she was wearing?
No.
A vest in the cerulean blue. Do you remember in the first one she had that jumper on that knit and Meryl Streep just like lectures her about
I didn't notice.
How high fashion directs
nod.
High street fashion. She had the same colour
but funny.
In a vest, not a jumper. And I thought actually if you'd watch the first one then the second one straight away, you would probably pick up on way more than we just did.
You realise that Miranda, there would have been no reason for Meryl to be in the movie and there would have been no movie if she had still been the same as she was in the first movie.
Mm.
They had to evolve her a bit.
They had to
in
evolve
order for
her.
The actors to
I
be
I just
involved.
Felt like she was too soft.
Yeah.
I just wanted her to still be that bit prickly
where
you didn't know what her intentions were. Have you noticed Emily's Emily, Anne is Andy, Meryl is Miranda. Mm. What was Stanley's name in the...
Nigel.
Okay, that one didn't work.
Didn't. Anyway, if you type in Devil Wears Prada 2 still into Google, you'll get the high heels walking across your screen.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, it's fun. I like when they do stuff like that. What else did you watch this week?
I watched a Harlan Coben one on Netflix called I Will Find You. It is a 2026 miniseries, so new. Everybody can get into it.
Get into it.
I will admit something to you.
Oh, no, here we go.
I started watching it and within the first couple of minutes I've gone, I've seen this. And so I paused it and I went Googling and I was like, how could I have seen it? It's only just been released. It's 2026.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous. So then I Googled a bit more and I thought maybe there's been another production of it that hasn't been a Netflix, you know, super series. And I thought maybe it's been done before and Netflix is redoing it. No, I'm just an idiot.
What?
I read the book.
Oh, my God. That's not the Reese Witherspoon one, is it?
No.
Okay.
No. So funny, right?
Oh, that's goodness. Really good. That's like that's like Mum. She reads all of those murder mysteries.
Yeah.
She loves those outback murder mysteries set in Australia. And then she'll just watch the series, usually on iView. It's usually those series are on iView. And she'll be like, yes, I got to episode 3 and I realised that I've already seen I've already read the book. It's like,
but
it's
see,
a Gary Disher.
Quite often they change them in the
they
TV
do.
Series.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like I remember there's one, an Australian outback one, where it really is changed from the book.
There was The Survivors I read recently.
Yes.
And then I watched the series straight away and that had a few changes in it.
Oh, I haven't seen that series.
So, you know, in the book there are the the massive statues of survivors.
Yeah, which
they don't even exist.
Oh, I guess a bit too hard to put in.
I guess they could CGI it, but I guess it would be, yeah.
They have money for it. However, I will find you.
Yes.
Gripping story.
How many episodes?
I don't remember.
Okay.
Six, eight.
Yeah,
eight,
okay. Okay, yeah. That kind of length.
So a father is sent to prison, convicted of murdering his, I'm going to get it wrong, 3-year-old son.
Oh, no.
One night while he, now this is from the book, doesn't, they don't really mention in the TV series, but he sleepwalks.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's got no recollection of him murdering his son, but he was there and found with, the weapon was found nearby and he was the only person home with the little boy. So he's convicted. He goes to jail. He refuses to have any contact, any visitors of anyone, family, friends, anybody like that. He's like, if I did this, I deserve to rot. Like, let me just rot in jail.
Full on.
One day in jail, he gets a visitor and he's quite shocked by it. And it's his sister-in-law who turns up.
Okay.
And he's like, why are you here? I told you not to come. And she's like, I needed to come. I have to show you something. Shows him.
Had she finished the Rubik's Cube?
Yeah, look at this. I did it. Did it last Tuesday. Been waiting on the list to get in.
Nobody else is that interested. So I thought, you're literally a captive audience.
What I'm going to do is while I'm sitting here, I'm going to like
undo
twist
it
a few times. It's up to you.
That's
up to you. I digress. So she shows him a photo and she goes, a friend of mine or a colleague or whoever put this up on social media from their holiday, you know, family holiday. Here's a photo. And he's like, why are you showing me a photo of random people?
Because I forgot the Rubik's Cube. Left it in the car.
Jeez, that family must have had a great time at that amusement park. She's like, look beyond the people in front. Look at the people behind in the photo. And he looks.
Hmm.
It's his son.
What?
Uh-huh. I don't know. 4 or 5 years later, in the back of this photo that's just been taken.
Or maybe not.
There's his son and he's got a very distinct birthmark on his face.
Okay.
So it's him. It's like, if that's my son who's supposed to be dead walking around an amusement park in the middle of summer,
who's buried?
Who's buried? Who, and did I kill them? Was it me?
Oh, my gosh.
Or was this whole thing
some elaborate setup? Oh, far out, Brussels sprout.
There you go.
Yeah, that's enough a good little premise.
Yeah, because then it's like, well, now I've got to find my son.
And you've got to watch.
But I've also got to clear my name.
The killer and find out who that kid is.
Find who the kid is. Find where my kid is. Mm, find out who killed them. Why? And let me out of jail.
All whilst in jail.
Mm-hmm. Good, huh?
That's good.
Yeah.
How to get to heaven from Belfast?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Die?
Oh, why did they make this show? So obvious now you put it that way. This is by the makers of Derry Girls, and you can tell because there's lots of Irish accents, except different Irish accents this time, and also a lot of songs. I'm pretty sure I heard Bewitched, Say Lovey in this one
soundtrack,
as well.
Not them. It's not a musical.
No, but that would have been really funny.
Yeah, do you remember that show, my Crazy Ex-Girlfriend?
Yeah.
Good. I like that.
That
show
was a really good show. It was good fun. This one is about.
She was in The Devil's Wears Prada too.
Who?
The main girl in My Crazy Ex-Girlfriend musical. She was the friend who got the book deal.
Ah. I didn't recognize her at all.
Well done, me. I did.
Well done. Okay. How to get to heaven from The Devil Wears Prada in Belfast.
Oh, now that's difficult.
Three friends haven't spent a lot of time together since school because something happened. We keep getting flashbacks and there was a fourth friend and then they have to go back to their, I believe their hometown or somewhere nearby that hometown or the new hometown of the fourth friend who's dead. They're going back for the funeral or they're going there for the funeral.
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
I don't know.
Why is she dead? Why is her family really strange?
Oh, gosh, this
her
is really very similar
husband,
to
husband, her mother-in-law, who is Lady Stark from Game of Thrones. She doesn't do a red wedding, but, you know, she's a bit weird. You've got someone from The Commitments, if you remember that movie.
Weird in what way?
What are you up to? What are you hiding? This isn't weird.
Like,
this
creepy,
is strange.
I'm scared of you?
Just like, I think you might be dangerous because the person in the coffin is not their friend.
This is exactly like the one that I watched.
I know.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
You
when
would
you
have
were talking,
we, this.
We didn't. We don't plan anything.
No, we don't plan
anything. It's just a great coincidence. I took a while to get into this because I was like, this is going to be a real massive comedy like Derry Girls. Now, it is funny.
Yeah.
There are funny moments, but there's also like this murder mystery, right?
Yeah.
And there's a bit creepy. The flashbacks are from something that's very serious that happened. Sprinkled in with
funny bits,
Irish music, a lot of different Irish accents, like I said. And when you look at the cast names, you're like, oh, that's a very Irish name. That's a very Irish name. There's only one Sinead that I could see. Only one, but.
But a lot of consonants.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. No Bevan, though, you know, with extra letters in there as well. Anyway, that one's on Netflix. It was really good fun. And do you know what else is good fun?
A quiz.
Yes.
Tick, I got one question right.
Correct. There are seven and you got it.
Yes.
Meryl's characters' names.
Oh, my God. I couldn't even remember.
Same. It took us like half an hour to talk about that one. Anyway, here we go. Here we go. I'm going to give you the name of the movie, then I'm going to give you an either or.
Okay.
The Iron Lady.
Okay.
Do you want me to say it or you want to?
She was Margaret Thatcher.
Yes, or Sylvia Thatcher.
No, she wasn't. She was.
She was Jennifer Saunders
playing
Margaret Thatcher.
No, she wasn't. She was Meryl Streep playing Jennifer Saunders playing
Margaret Thatcher. Correct.
That was a tongue twister.
Mamma Mia. Rita or Donna?
Oh. Rita? It's Donna.
It's Donna. I would have no idea. I've only seen the first one.
I've seen the musical. Oh. I've seen the movie. We've been to a wedding at the place
that
the cast stayed at.
But nobody there was like, hey, do you remember when Meryl played Donna?
No.
Nobody said that sentence
they
to me
like,
there.
There's a photo of Meryl here in this.
And you're like, I'll take a safie now. I'll take a selfie now, and then there'll be a photograph of me in this room.
Isn't it a shame that safie didn't take off? You could have like had it right
instead of neighborhood watch. Safie, it's a safie house. The Hours, Miranda or Clarissa?
Stop it.
That's the one with Nicole Kidman and the nose.
Oh God, I really want to say Miranda.
You shouldn't. It's Clarissa.
Clarissa.
She looks more like a Miranda, but I think maybe because we know.
Well, I thought Clarissa is too witchy for.
That's what I thought.
Mm.
But maybe because we know Clarissa. Oh, it's just too hard.
She knows it all.
Do you remember the movie She-Devil?
No.
Really?
I don't think so.
With Bruce Willis and Goldie Hawn? She-Devil?
Yeah.
Is that what it was called?
I don't know.
Anyway,
was
Mary or
it?
Sally?
Mary.
Mm.
Well, devil.
Yeah. Sophie's Choice. Sophie or Sophia?
Sophie.
Yeah.
I've never seen that.
Same. I don't think
it's too sad for
me. That's exactly what I was going to say. But I won't be watching that. But I will be watching more of Only Murders in the Building. Is she Loretta or Sandra?
Loretta. She's Loretta.
She's Loretta. She appeared in season 3.
Onwards.
Yeah.
Now, doesn't she date Martin Short? Aren't they?
They're married. They got married in it.
Oh, no, I meant in real life.
Oh, I don't know. That'd be fun.
I think they are.
That's so fun.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have no idea. I actually don't know anything about Meryl outside of her winning awards.
I think I've seen like paparazzi shots of her and him in a restaurant.
Let's do a little gargling it.
Yeah.
But only whilst we're waiting for Stardew Valley to load.
When else do you gargle?
Stephanie, on that note, thank you very much.
You can leave.